3 lines from the bottom, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Oymer Shloisha, Bitkei Misa Nivru Beisha. There are 3 Bitkei Isha, 3 things that check a woman out at the time that she's giving childbirth. And that's cause her death. Nida, Chala, and Adlok Saner. Va'amilo Shloisha Difkei Misa. There are these three things, Nida, Chala, and Adlok Saner, cause a woman's life to be shortened. They're doivik, they grab onto her, they stick onto her, lifespan. What are those 3 things? Neither chalav ad loks aner. Chadik habelozer and chadik habonon. One of them holds like a belozer and one holds like a bonon. One of them says that it's difke misa and one is bitke misa. Meaning, one of them says that it's yaldois and one is yoldois. One is when they give childbirth, that's a habonon. And one is yaldois when they're younger because it shortens the lifespan. These 3 things grab onto her life and it shortens her lifespan, but not necessarily during childbirth. This is what we got up to. Tanya Zogimo, the last line, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Hilchos, Hekdesh, Tumos, Umaisres. These are 3 things that we have to rely on everyone. Heinein, Gufe Torah. These are Gufe Torah. Hekdesh, Makdesh something, taking of Tumos and Maisres. Zogimo, Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Venimsul Ami Oretz. And they're given over to Amiratzim. That means we rely on Amiratzim that they took off the proper Trumas and Maisus, Midaraisa. Likewise, we rely on Amiratzim. We're not concerned when we pick up something, maybe an Amaretz was Makdishit, so you can't have any benefit from it. It's Me'ila. No. Midaraisa, we rely on Amiratzim, and we don't assume things are Hekdish, and we don't assume things, Trumas and Maisus, weren't taken off. Now, there is something called Dmai. That's only Midrabbonon, Rashi says. Even though Rabbonon were Misakin Dmai, but Midaraisa, we believed Amiratzim, and that's what it means, Nimsru La Amiratzim. Because of the oven of Nedarim, the sin of making a neder and not keeping it, a husband's wife dies. If you don't have what to pay, so the Pasuk Mishnah says, we'll take away Mishkovcha. Mishkovcha is referring to your wife. If you don't have what to pay me, if you don't pay up your vow, if you don't fulfill that which you said with your mouth, so then they'll take away your wife. Because of the oven of Nedarim, the person's children die when they're young. Don't let your mouth cause your basar, meaning your offspring, to be punished. And don't tell the malach kish gogi, it's only a mistake. And it'll cause harm to ma'isi yodecho, to your offspring. Ezin ma'isi yodev shalodom. Who are and what are the ma'isi yodeim of a person? Have a oim abonav ubnois of shalodom, a person's children. So it's ba'ov and nedorim, donov shalodom, meisim shem ktanim. Another pshat. Ba'ov and nedorim, bonim meisim. Rabbi Lezer says that it's ba'ov and nedorim. Rabbi Loz Reb Shimon. Again, Tana Rabbanu ba'ovan nedarim bani meisim divi Rabbi Loz Reb Shimon. It's ba'ovan nedarim. Rabbi Yudan Nosi Oimer ba'ovan bittel Torah. A noob shot. Rabbi Yudan Nosi says that because of the sin of bittel Torah, a person's children die. Zokma bishlam leman dovan ba'ovan nedarim. If it's because of the sin of nedarim, kedam moron. Like we said, like the pasuk we brought, altidne espicha lachdis psogecho, and the end of the pasuk was masi yodecho. So Bishlam Manda Omar Ba'ovan Nedarim Kedam Oren. Ela Manda Omar Ba'ovan Bittel Torah. Where do we see hinted to in the Pasuk? That because of the sin of Bittel Torah, a person's children die. My Kora, where's the Pasuk? Zogmo Dichsiv, Lashov Hekesi Es B'neichem Musaloy Lekochu. Lashov Hekesi Es B'neichem. Meaning, in naught, it's not in naught. It's B'tmir, Zagdashi. Lashov Hekesi Es B'neichem. It's not in naught that your children are punished. Musaloy Lekochu. You did not learn Torah. Musa is referring to the Torah. He didn't take it to heart. He didn't learn it. So meila loyla kochu loshen lekach. So that's why ba'oven bittel Torah bonov shel odem meisim ktanim. Reb Nachman Yitzchak Omar lemanda Omar ba'oven nedarim nami mehacha. The man Omar that says oven nedarim is also alluded to in this pasuk. Why? It says lashov hekesi es b'neichem al iske shov, because of words that you did not heed. Lashov. Lashov means it wasn't important for you. It was like lashov umzist. So l'shavi cases b'nechem al iske shav, because of the shvua shav that you make, like a shvua shav, which referring to not fulfilling a person's nedarim, which is like a shvua. Zok demal michti Rabbi Yehuda Nosi Hainu Rabbi. Tomorrow's a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi is Rabbi. Well, if that's the case, v'Rabbi b'avin nedarim ka'omar. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi said ba'avin bittel Torah because of the sin of bittel Torah. Rabbi said ba'avin nedarim. So it's a contradiction. Rabbi Yudan Nosi is Rabbi. Is it Ba'ovin Adorim or is it Ba'ovin Mitl Torah? Zag de Gemara, Bosa de Shomim and Blood Reb Shimon. After he heard Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon had said Ba'ovin Adorim, originally Rabbi Yudan Nosi was said it was because Ba'ovin Mitl Torah. But after he heard the words of Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon that says Ba'ovin Nadorim, Bani Mesim, not Mitl Torah, so then he accepted that. Bosa de Shomim and Blood Reb Shimon. Zag de Gemara, Pligibo, Reb Chiya Ba'abev Reb Yosi. There's a machlokes Reb Chiya Ba'abev Reb Yosi. Chad Omar, one of them said, Ba'oven Mezuzah, that a person's children die, lo yaleinu, Ba'oven of Mezuzah. This person doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Mezuzah properly. V'chad Omar, Ba'oven Mitl Torah. So we have another shita. Reb Yosi says, Ba'oven Mezuzah. Zok Mo Lamanda, Ba'oven Mezuzah. Man, don't know what it says, because of the sin of Mezuzah. Mikra Nidish Lefonov, V'lo Lefnei Fonov. That means the pasuk of Leman Yibu Yemeichem Vimei Beneichem, which means that the person is zoicha that he's zoicha to longevity for himself. Yemeichem Vimei Beneichem is Yedash in the pasuk Lefonov. What's the pasuk before that? Uchsaftem Al Mezuzas Beisecha. So we see that Ba'oven Mezuzah Bonav Shel Adam Meisim. How do you fulfill Leman Yibu if you're careful about the pasuk before that? Uchsaftem Al Mezuzas Beisecha. But you don't dash in the pasuk before that, meaning two before that, which is lemanatem oisim es b'neichem, which is talking about Talmud Torah. Man Omer b'ovim b'tal Torah, the man Omer that says that because of the sin of b'tal Torah, he says mikra nidz lefonov v'lefnei fonov. You also dash in the pasuk of leman yibu b'neichem, not just the pasuk before, but the pasuk prior to that too, lefnei fonov. Lefnei fonov is lemanatem oisim es b'neichem. So it's b'ovim b'tal Torah, b'ovim shalom remesim. So the yisoid of machloikas, if it's b'ovim mezuzah, or is ba'ovin b'tol Torah, is how do you dash l'man yirbu? On the pasuk prior, which is l'man yirbu, which is v'manetem oisim es b'neichem, or is it, on the pasuk prior, which is uksaftem ha'mezuz b'isecha, or is it a pasuk prior to that, which is l'manetem oisim es b'neichem, which is Talmud Torah?
It should be both.
Oh, so why is it not both? Why is it not af? Because the Gemara, after all, says, mikra nidish l'fonov v'lifnei fonov. So Rashi Taka says, v'af ba'ovin b'tol Torah ka'omar. It means indeed both. Because really, the Gemara before had a kasha, Rabbi Yudan Nosi and Rabbi don't coincide. Rabbi said, it's the same person. Rabbi said, Avin Adorim, and Rabbi Yudan Nosi said, Ofen Bittul Torah. Why did he not answer over there, Af also? You could have said it means both. So that's the Toys' answer over here, Hochel Loi Mishani, the Af Ofen Bittul Torah. It's not that it's also. Toys says, Cheshbin, why it's not. So I guess over here it is, but over there, by Mikkel Nishla Fonov, Vilif Ne Fonov, it's Behedi that he's dashing Af. Zog the Gemara, three lines before it gets wide by the two dots. Pligi bo Remeiv Reb Yehuda. There's a machlokes Remeiv Reb Yehuda. Chad Omer ba'oven mezuzah, like we said before, oven mezuzah. V'chad Omer ba'oven tzitzis, a new avera. If a person is not careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, bonav shel adam meisim. So Gemara Bishlam lemand Omer ba'oven mezuzah, like we said, chsiv. Uchsavta mezuzah beisecha, that's one pasuk, that's lefonov. And afterwards it says, Uksiv Basrein, right afterwards it says, Leman Yirbu Yemeichem, maybe Nechem. Eleman Domar Be'oven Tzitzis, Tzitzis is not connected to Leman Yirbu. So, my time, what's the reason? Omer Av Kahana, a new Pasuk, Pasuk in Yirmi, Vitei Meshila Mori. The Ksiv, it says, Vegam Bekinofecho Nimtsu Dam Nefoshes Evyoinim, Nikim. Gam Bekinofecho, on the corners of your clothing, Nimtsu Dam Nefoshes Evyoinim, Nikim. You find, so to speak, the dam nefoshes of Yonim Rikim, the innocent dam nefoshes, which is referring to children, because of knofecha, because of the sin of not wearing tzitzis, so meila bonav shel odam meisim. Zog the Gemara, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok Omar, lemandom v'ovem mezuzah, lemandom that says because of sin of mezuzah, nami mehocha, you also, it's alluded to in this pasuk. Why? The chsiv, the same pasuk, later on, right afterwards, says, loy b'machteres mitzosim, I did not find them in a tunnel. You don't find them in a tunnel. What's that referring to? Zog the Gemara. She'osu psochim kemachteres. They made their psochim. They made their doorways. Doorways is chayv in mezuzahs. The machteres, the tunnel, is not chayv in mezuzah. They made their doorways like tunnels. That means they made their doorways without mezuzahs, just like tunnels don't have mezuzahs. So we see in this pasuk, it's alluded to also that it says dam nefoshes evyonim nekim, which referring to misas bonim meisim when ektanim. It says loy machteres matzisim shosu psochim kemachteres. I did not find the mezuzahs in their machteres, meaning they made their psochim like mezuzahs. So they weren't careful about mezuzah. Zogt ma'om shlokish kol azor b'tzitzis. Now the Gemara says about the mile of wearing tzitzis. Whoever is careful about mitzvah of tzitzis, zoichu m'shamshin loy, he zoichu that l'osid lovoy, who will serve him? Beis alofim v'ches meos avodim. 2,800 servants will serve you if you're careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, koyama Hashem tzvokos, b'yom mohema, asheich ziku asora anoshim mikol ashoinis agoyim. 10 people from all of the nations of the world will grab onto you. They'll grab onto your corners of your cloaks. Now, how many nations in the world are there? 70. So 10 of each means 10 times 70. That means 700 will grab onto you. From every from the Simon Lashonis. Now each one grabs onto a corner. 700 on a corner, four corners is 2,800. 700 per knaf, so 4 times 700 is 2,800. Zogt Gemara, Koyam Hashem Tzvokas B'yom Mahema Sheyachziku Asora Anoshim. 10 people will grab onto you, your corner, Mikol Lashonis, from all the 70 Lashonis. That means 700 people will grab onto one corner. V'yachziku B'knaf Ish Yehudi Leimar Nelchi Mochem. Let us go with you. Let us serve you. So we see that 2,800 avodim will serve you, lasid lava, if you're careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis. 2,800. Wow. 10 from every lashon, 70 lashonis, 700. 700 times 4 is 2,800. Now, Tos over here says on the bottom, Tos is shonim, but oven tzitzis. Because of the sin of tzitzis, bonav shal adam meisim. Zok toises dafke biyim meyem shoyim al busheim kach ba'abe kanfois. It's specifically going in those days that's what kind of cloaks they wore. They wore clothing of dalat kanfois naturally. That was the beggar they wore. So hoyu nen noshim mishloi olam tzitzis. So then you're punished for now wearing tzitzis. Why? Because it's you're obligated to wear tzitzis when you're wearing a beggar of four corners. Kedemuchak b'menachas gabe omele malachi l'rav ktina. But today's day and age, we don't usually wear four-cornered cloaks and clothing. Yes, we put on a beged of tzitzis or four corners. We chayev ourselves in the mitzvah kiyumis. But there's no obligation to wear a beged of four corners. If you have a four-cornered clothing, then you have to put on tzitzis. So in those days, they wore four-cornered clothing. That's what they wore every day. And if you don't wear tzitzis, so then bonav shalom eisim. But in today's tzitzis means the strings, the strands itself. If you don't put in the strands on a four-cornered clothing, then your oven, but oven, that's the sin, bonus lona mesim. But bizman hazeh, we don't wear these clothings naturally. We put on a baguette of four corners with tzitzis. But we don't wear clothing of four corners without tzitzis. So amela, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, so amela you're not going to be nenash. However, Dr. Tais says, "Avon hashto she'ain olam regilim and mabushim kelim ain't tzoch likus." You're not obligated. There's no mitzvah kiyumis to wear tzitzis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. However, Tosis finishes off. Don't think that it's not important. It's very good to wear a talis every day, meaning a four-cornered clothing, and make a bracha on it every day, like we do on tzitzis, on the talis. So you say that machlekes and Tosis, it's not really machlekes. Tosis is just saying that it's toiv liknois to be mekayim the mitzvah kiyumis, because after all, the eden ritra at the time of anger we're nanash even on the mitzvah kiyumis. So it's toiv to be koina at the time of anger. Hashem punishes even if you don't fulfill the mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis, even though it's not an obligation, but you're mekayim a mitzvah. So that's why it's toiv to be koina a beged and to wear it every day, like we talk, wear talis every day, we tzitzis every day to mekayim even the mitzvah kiyumis. So we had numerous pshatim in ba'oven, which oven bonav shalom the mesim. It's oven nedarim, it's oven talmud Torah, it's oven mezuzah, it's oven tzitzis. All these are alluded to in the psukim that we brought. Zok di gemara, simen, shana, chala, sona. Sona is referring to sinas chinam, Gemara is going to say. Chala, truma, nigzelas, dina, shvua, shifrutza, giluya, nevelusa. These are different simonim in the following Gemara. Zog demo, Tanya. Rem nechem yoimer, the first one is sona. Be'oven sinas chinam, riva rova, betech beisoy. Because of sinas chinam, hatred, which is for no reason whatsoever. Zog drashi. Shaloi roba idvar avera.
If someone sees someone doing avera, so you're allowed to hate him. You hate him because he's going against Hashem's mitzvahs. But if you're hating him for no reason, that's called sinas chinam. So meriva rabo, mida keneged mida, there'll be strife in your own home. Shalodom. Meriva rabo, tech beis shalodom. Ve'ishtem apeles nefolim. and a person's wife is mapil nefalim, he'll have a nefal, stillborns. And a person's children die when they're young. So here we're saying, because of sinas chinam, a person has strife. There's fights and feuds in his home. Ishtam apels nefalim, and bonav shalom meisim. I'm just reminded, before the Gemara said, ba'oven mezuzah, bonav shalom meisim, so the Maral explains, he says the mezuzah is the household. Mezuzah is the mitzvah on the bayis. So if you're not careful about this mitzvah on the bayis, so memela, they'll take away your bnei beisoy. And that's why bonav shalom meisim. The mezuzah represents your bayis, so memela, you lose out on the bnei bayis, which means your children. Here the Gemara is saying, sinas chinam, you have all these strife that takes place to you. If a person doesn't take off challah, that's a second simon challah, ein bracha b'mechunos. There is no bracha in the things that are stored away. U'me'era mishtalachas b'sh'orim. And there's a klala, a me'era that takes place in the sh'orim, in the different prices. V'zoyrin z'royim v'acherim oichlin. A person plants and other people eat it. Terrible, terrible losses that take place in his fields. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Afani es is Islachem, Vivkarit Alechem, Beholo, Esachefes, Vesakadachas, Michloise Naim, burning fevers, all types of illnesses, Umidivais Nefesh, Vizaratim Lerik Zarechem, and in naught you are going to be planting your seeds, Vachlua Vechem, and your enemies will eat it. Altiki Beholo, Ela Bechalo. Because of the sin of Chala, that you did not take off the proper Chala, that's when you're going to have all these terrible things take place to your fields. Vim Noistin, but if a person takes off challah, mizborchin, he'll zoichet to all the brachas. Shenema, like it says in the posik, reishis arizoisechem titnu lekoyen. When you give your challah to the koyen, laniach bracha al beisecho. This will bring about, the posik in Yecheskel says, a bracha to your household. Zogma ba'oven bitl trumas emaisres. Because of the sin of not giving off the proper trumas emaisres, shamayim netzorin milahoyretal umotar. Heaven stops bringing forth rain and dew. Vahayoike have, and the prices of everything fluctuates very high. Vahasocha oved, and people lose their panosu b'nei odom rotzin acha panososon, and people chase in order to try to get a panosa. They run to try to find a panosa. Vein magin, but they don't reach anywhere in order to attain a panosa. Shenemar tzio gam choim yigzelu meimei sheleg, meaning gam choim. We'll see. The Gemara explains this pasuk, that because of the sin of Choyim, in the summer you take off, by harvest you take off Trumas and Maisis. So Yigzalu will take it away from you, Meimei Sheleg, meaning Meimei Sheleg, meaning the rainfall that takes place in the winter. Zogt Gemara, Sho'oil Chotoy, meaning Sho'oil Chotoy, until Sho'oil, your sin will bring you all the way till Misa. Zogt Gemara, my mashman, we dash in the Pasuk, Tonevei B'shmol, Bishvil Dvorim Shetzivesi Eschem B'moisachamo, because of the mitzvahs that I commanded you in the summer, which is the time of harvest, you have the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisis. V'lo Yasisim, and you did not follow and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Yigzlu Michem Meimei Shelek B'moisach Shomim, the waters of the snow, which means the rainfall, will be taken away during the season that it's supposed to rain in order to that your crop should grow. It will be taken away from you. You won't have mutter and tal. Vim noisin, if a person gives the proper trumas and maestras, so then what? Zog di gemoga, mizborchin, then you're blessed. Shenemar, heviwes, kol ha-maestral, beis ha-oitzel, bring all the maestral to the beis ha-oitzel, vihi teref be-beisi, and there'll be teref, teref meaning food. There'll be food in my home. Uvechanuni ne-obezois, the Eibush says, test me. Test me with this. Please test me. Give Trumas and Maises, and you'll see you'll be zoicha to all the brachas. Omer Hashem Tzavokos, im lo efter lechem es aruvais ha-shamayim, if I will not open for you the aruvais ha-shamayim, v'arikoyse lechem bracha ad v'li dai, and I'll give you an abundance of bracha until you'll say, die, enough. My ad v'li dai, omer rav, ad sheyivlu sivsoisechem eloim adai, until you'll have such an abundance that you'll say, enough, we have enough of bracha, we don't need any more. Zog di Gemara, the last Gemara, ba'ovan gezel, because of the sin of stealing, haguvoi oila, the locust comes on your field, va'rov hoive, and there's a hunger, ubnei odom oichlin b'sa b'neim, there's such an abundance of hunger that people, lo'yaleinu, eat their own children, oichlin b'sa b'neim ubnei seyin shenemar, the poskin amos, shimu adov hazeh, pores haboshen, asher b'har shoimron, ho'oishkois dalim, the oishik the dalim, that means they take away from the poor. That means they steal. They oppressed the aniyim. V'agoy tzeisav yoinim, omar rova, koin hani sheid demechuza, the achlon v'loy avdon.
Meaning, zog drashi, the achlon v'loy avdon, v'nimtzu shegoyzlis is balein. Okay, we'll see this tomorrow. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Ahmed.